User in your channel is recording. User in your channel is recording.
Alrighty, let's start Soul Power writing from the inside out. Let's start with your note links to your class notes.
Let's
put them in the text chat, please. Now put your notes. Thank you, Kadira. Let's go, y'all. Roll it.
One second, my computer's being slow. Thank you.
power. Soul power. Soul power. You got to get down, 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 down. Oh, it's my boy Fred Wesley playing that sax, that trumpet. Oh, not a trumpet, a soul trombone. What we need, y'all, is soul power. Indeed. All right. And that comes through our music, comes through our writing. We have been taught to write from the outside in as opposed to the inside out. We've been taught to live from the outside in as opposed to the inside out. Okay. And so soul power comes as we write, as we live from the inside out. That's no easy task in this society. And as we will continue to get through it. I want you to open a private message to me.
Okay.
It's soul power time. It's writing time.
You have to double tap his name.
I know, but did he give us instructions of what to do after I open up the text chat?
No, not yet. Just say hi. That way I'll see it. I haven't given you instructions yet. I'm going to give you instructions on what to write. You will have a 10-minute writing assignment. You are to write as much as you can for 10 minutes. You remember when we did the improvisational exercise last week?
Yes, I remember. That was fun.
Thank you, Kadira. Is Kadira the only one, okay, in this class? Okay, I got it. Farasha says, oh yeah, Allie. Okay, Ja, I'm sorry that you missed it.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? That's because you probably came late that morning. It was during the Guardian period. It was the bomb. It was the absolute
10-minute writing?
No, not the writing, improvisation.
Oh, never mind. I remember that.
All right.
Yes. The
musical improvisation?
Because we killed it.
Musical improvisation. And what was Bobby McFerrin's advice to those who are trying to improvise?
He said, keep going, don't stop, even if you hate it. He said, you're going to hate it the first few times because it'll sound horrible, but as you keep going, then it'll get better and better.
And what was his exercise? Well, that is, how long were you to keep going? What was it? Remember?
He started with 10 seconds and go build up to like 20, then keep going to a minute.
Nope, he says he gave you a straight time. That is, I think he said 10 minutes of straight improvisation without stopping. Because of our time, I started us with a shorter amount of time. Let's see if I can. If I can get you in the groove. Click on that link right there. It's
loading.
5 minutes, and this is one that we watched the other morning. It's him and Joey Blake doing a vocal improvisation.
Can we do improv for half the class?
I don't know. Right now we have to write. We're going to be writing improv. Please type started, please.
Okay.
Anything you want to say as it's happening in the text chat, type. Yeah, respond in the text chat.
Sound muted. Sound resumed. Microphone muted.
Your mic is muted, Baba. I mean, AJ, if you're trying to talk.
Microphone activated.
Mo.
Mo. Mo.
Okay. Now, is everybody done? All right.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I'd like you to do. If you're not done, just pause it. What I want you to do is, in your private message to me, okay, that was 5 minutes and 55 seconds long, and they did not stop. I want you, still listening to them in your head, I want you to write, the topic is improvisation and innovation. Improvisation, innovation. Write without stopping. That is, you might pause. You got to keep writing. Whatever you want to say as you reflect on ba-boom, boom, ba-boom, boom. I've been with my 24 years. Boom, boom. Jump off the cliff. A boom, boom. You keep that in your head as you write.
And now
you're writing for 5 minutes and 55 seconds. A boom, boom.
I have a question.
My turn.
Yes,
question.
1 second.
This is not.
Sorry, my siblings. Okay, so do you want us to write about improvisation, innovation, or do you want us to just improv and write about something?
Nope. I want you to improv and write about improvisation and innovation. A boom, boom. A boom, boom. It is to be prose. I mean, if you want to throw poetry in there in the middle of it, you can, but it's a prose piece. The topic is a boom, boom. Improvisation, a boom, boom, innovation, boom, boom, are you ready?
Wait, question. Okay, so do we write it in like all at once, and then when you say time's up, we send it, or do you want it in like portions and stuff?
Portions. I don't trust.
Okay.
No, all of a sudden, all at one time. This is your text. Your notebook, and I'm watching as you write. 1, 2, 3. You got it. Start.
You and me, man. You go ahead and start something.
Time's up. Time's up.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Stop. Hit enter. Whatever you got, just hit enter so it comes through. All right. So now we're going to do this. I want you to read one line. And then, and we're going down from Farasha, Ali, Ja, Kadira, Nadir, Ty. Ty, are you in this class, sister? Ty, we're going to have to work it, love, because you got to stay with us, okay? You know, you got to stay. I don't know what time you came in and all that. You gotta tighten it up because we're moving, okay? All right, so I don't think you did this exercise, so you can just... All right, Ty, open a private message to me while we're doing this exercise for 5 minutes and 55 seconds. In fact, you can go to another room if you want to, or first just stay here and see what people do. Then I'll give you the assignment afterwards, okay, because I don't want you to miss it. All right, so Farasha, Ali, Ja, Kadira, Nadir, and Jabari. All right, I want... to start by reading the first line. Each one of you read the first line that you wrote in order, just the first line. After Farasha's first line, boom, Ali. And then, you know, as we have it here, read the first line only, and then we're going to cycle down to the second line and third line and keep it going. Farasha, we start with you.
I feel like the beauty of all my thoughts flow through one way.
Improv, the soul of writing. Oh, sorry, were you done?
Ja?
Okay.
Now, wait. We're going to start this over, okay? Does everybody understand? Because I don't want to give any instructions after this. When I roll it, I want you to roll it and keep going. Okay? Now, Ja, do you have a question or anything before we start?
No.
Okay. Then I want you to hit it. When Farasha ends, just like Ali come on. When Ali comes, you got to come on, and we just keep rolling it till we work our way all the way down. Okay? Farasha, start again, please.
I feel the beauty of all of my thoughts flow through one way.
Improv, the soul of writing. You have the energy and a strong mindset on it.
I pride myself in creating the paradox brought about from improvisation.
Improvisation is fun.
Swells, they crescendos, quiet moments. Music flows like the ocean.
Improv is the act of creating a scenario or, as displayed in the video, singing a completely made-up song on the spot.
Keep it going, Farasha. Second line.
I let any and everything that I feel come through my arms.
From the soul, it comes and you cannot stop it. The energy flows through your body and you get chills from the power in your words and sounds.
That meditation needed to catch or create a certain vibe and surf it for however long.
Flowing.
Crashing waves, completely still waters. The emotions translate from musicians as if they were the sounds themselves.
Farasha, let's roll it.
Sorry.
No. Farasha, you just catch it on the next ones. Farasha.
Then my hands and fingers, my head, my neck, it slowly moves down into various instruments of dance called body.
There's no acting, just the next thing that comes in your head. Don't think, just say.
In addition to the complete lack of focus and free-flowing effervescence.
Creative.
Something that music, musicians, and the ocean have in common is the power to improvise, innovate.
I enjoyed doing improv because it required trust in your partner and confidence in what they are doing.
I jump and leap and twirl, incorporating all various aspects and styles of dance. I feel angry, sad, mad, happy, joyful, scared.
You feed off the other person or the group and just go with the flow.
And then again, the meditation and focus needed to innovate and create anew versus the need to let go and respond naturally, effortlessly to the event at hand.
Outgoing.
Improvisation comes naturally, powerfully.
I lost the line, hold on. When it comes to music, I think improv would be very fun for me because I love making planned songs. Spontaneous masterpieces must be even more fun.
I am no longer human, but simply a spirit deserving to be released.
Beat by beat, word by word, kind of like a game.
Even now I improvise, which baffles me as I'm so careful in contemplating each word.
When I do improv, I like to make weird sounds.
Think of the jazz man on his sleepy piano or his belting saxophone. He's got to be in tune with the instrument, feel its curves, know its notes, and to produce sound that comes from inspiration of the heart.
My mind.
Go ahead, Farasha.
I am no longer a physical being able to be touched or seen, but felt.
Then it starts to slow down.
It goes back to the African shanties, telling stories and rhymes, each time different.
I'm different.
Think of in a love song when you hear the words, I'll give you my heart. Why would someone give away their heart?
I am experienced and enjoyed and understood.
Can be in many forms.
I think Jaw timed out.
Okay.
Oh, I'll go next. I might say ow or pow.
Because the heart is something that carries the emotions they have.
The simple fact of the matter is that I am all of these things and at the same time, none of them at all.
The energy is outrageous.
It helps you express your feelings.
And when put into something like music, ooh, the emotions take over and improvisation, innovation happens.
I am on top of the world, but at the same time holding it up.
The power within feels great.
Just let everything out.
I'm out of lines.
I just kept going.
Good.
Mo.
That's what I wanted you to just keep going. You could just keep going.
I ran out of lines like 5 lines ago.
Just keep rolling. Flow it if you want to. It's great. Anyway, so what do you think?
I like how everything connected with each other. Like, we didn't even know what everybody was going to talk about, but it just connected.
Babu, you got to edit that and, like, post it somewhere.
That was beautiful.
Right? It should be on the wiki page.
I'll put it there. Now, why aren't you recording?
I timed out. I was recording at one point.
Like, y'all, you never know what we create, y'all. We bad. Fantastic. Okay. That was fantastic. Okay. And who says you can't write an improv, right?
Right.
Right.
Now,
I want y'all to take your own advice. When it comes to writing, and improvisation have a lot in common. What do you think? What are some things that from what you saw with those two, Joey Blake and Bob McFerrin, what you wrote and what you remember from when you have or improvised in the past, what relationship, what can you take from what you said or heard somebody else say or your experience of improv, how can that help you right from the inside out.
Hey, wake up.
And get the writing done.
It can help you open your mind and just let everything out. Even if it's probably wrong, you can still just let it out.
And when you say you, are you talking about yourself?
Yes.
Then use me. And it can be universal. Okay. But so just say the same thing. It can help me.
It would help, definitely help me write better if I have freestyle.
Okay, let's type in the big tech text chat now those things that you're saying, how you can use improv to help you and your writing. Anybody else?
I can let the immediate thoughts that connect to the subject flow.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Excellent. Hey, wake
type
up.
In the text chat. Good. Jabari, the question is for you as well. Nadir, the question is for you as well. I don't want a dissertation.
User disconnected from your channel.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Well, what's your guess? How do you think it might? You don't know how it will. How do you think it might help you with your writing? From the things that you said, from the things that you've heard, your just things that you wrote, as you reflect on what you've written. Okay. Swells, crescendos, quiet moments, music flows like the ocean, crashing waves, completely still waters. How could that help you write?
I guess it could help me show better. I don't know. Because if I just put my thoughts out, then I'll just be like... Oh, that would be funny.
Yes, it would be. And what I'm encouraging all of you to do is actually for you to take a period before you shape it into paragraphs. For you to do this, I call it letting the ancestors in. Whatever the question is, whatever the topic, let yourself take 5 minutes and just go. Be like the crashing
user in your channel is recording.
Be like the symbols. Boom, 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 boom. And see what comes out. I hear you, Dabara. Write it. Just for 5 minutes and 55 seconds, given whatever the topic is and whatever you thinks about it. Like, write down different thoughts that you have, whatever you know about it, whatever you think about it, in your own way, because it may not end up. You can, that part, Nadia, when you're talking about, I could write my thoughts down, and you kind of laughed. Yeah, that part, because it's your planning period. But it's not planning in the way that most of us were taught to plan.
User in your channel is recording.
It's tapping into the storehouse of knowledge and wisdom that you have gained, and you're making new connections. But you're not working hard to make them. You're trusting the new connections and association will happen. Boom, boom, boom. And Allie, if it helps you to say it before you write it, then say it, and then sit down and write it. are many things that y'all said that are very, very wise. It really gets in the way of our writing, and it many times make your writing like something that nobody wants to read, okay? Because you're not following some of the advice here. Ali, you said the soul of writing. So when you're writing about so-called subprime mortgages, you don't have to leave the soul out. You don't have to leave the energy out. You don't have to leave your strong mindset out. And Ali, all I'm doing right now is just going through your first line. Improvisation is the soul of writing. Ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba, da. I don't know if that's the rhythm in your head. Pop, pop. You have the energy, strong mindset. Now, dear, you said, I give you my heart. Why would somebody give their heart away to someone else? Why, Nadir? Why does someone give their heart away to someone else?
You asking me for real?
Yes, for real, for real.
Okay. It's because they want to give that person their emotions. They want to show them how much they love them.
And so when you're writing, give your heart away. And how much you care that people really get it. That they understand. When you're writing, all of you now, you are writing to an audience. This is so important. You're not writing to the teacher. You're writing to an audience. Choose an audience and write to that audience. Guide them instead of commanding them. And as you guide them, you are giving your heart away. You are including your emotions and you are evoking their emotions. Even if it's, you're talking about something like gravity. Kadira, you said it helps you express your feelings. Please express your feelings when you're writing about Sankofa. When you're writing about Akoben, when you're writing about Aya. And you might make writing like you have improvisation, Kadira. Like you're writing with a friend and a game, as a little game. Don't leave your creativity out. Don't leave the fun out. Jabari, you said, I was doing improv with this girl, and in the story, we started out hating each other, and within 2 minutes, our characters were madly in love. You might use some of those themes, like when you're writing about something, whether your family is an army and life is war. You might have two characters start out hating each other and fall madly in love as a way for us to see it and understand your point. And you're right. Spontaneous masterpieces can be fun. And you want to tap into that soul power and then use that as a reservoir to then write your prose. Farasha?
Yes.
You said, I feel it in bones. It is as home. I let any and everything that I feel come through my arms, my hands, and my fingers. So you're talking about something like racism and lending. How might you let it come through? Your arms, your hands, your fingers, head and neck. What kind of dance, and I'm asking you this, and I want to, Farasha, if you were talking about racism, the kind that we learned this morning, where folks are charged prepayment penalties, and African people and Hispanic people, if that was worked its way through your body and you were dancing, what kind of dance would it be?
An angry dance, a sad dance.
Good. So when you're writing about it, let it come through. Because what we're at risk to do when we write is to go way up in our heads. And we write stuff that nobody, they don't get. Others, they're not interested. How would you do that? How would you write? Like you danced. Short sentences or long sentences, Farasha?
Short.
Mm-hmm. Short.
Mm-hmm. You also say, Farasha, I feel angry, sad, mad, happy, joyful, and scared. Incorporate those. Ja, you said, I pride myself in creating the paradox brought about from improvisation. Is there a paradox in your life is an army? I mean, life is war and your family is an army. Is there a paradox in there?
Probably.
Is there a paradox in racism? Or even better, is there a paradox in our response to racism? Ja.
What do you mean?
What is the paradox?
It's basically an event that contradicts itself.
So is there, in our response to racism, is there something that contradicts itself?
Not that I could think of.
You might use that to see if you can find the paradox. It'll help you. Anybody see a paradox? This is for everybody. In our responding, and how African people have and do respond to racism.
Um,
How many of us respond to racism by trying to prove that we're smart, beautiful, worthy, hardworking, etc.?
A lot of us.
A lot.
A lot.
Is that contradiction? Most. Is there a contradiction?
No. No way.
I love your sarcasm. So, here are the people.